Welcome to Sensible Health Solutions, the show where we simplify health and wellness. Join your hosts, Haley Fields and Dr. Scott Looper, as they share practical tips and expert insight to help you navigate common ailments, nutrition, and overall well-being. Tune in for straightforward advice that empowers you to live a healthier life.
Good morning, Dr. Looper.
Good morning, Haley.
How are you?
Good. I did an interesting thing last night. I went and raced BMX bikes with the kids, and I could just watch them, but that sounds like a drag. So I went out and bought a BMX bike instead, and now I'm racing around the track with the kids. It's really fun. It's really, really fun. And it got me thinking about how helpful bicycles are to be healthy. I'm not really going to do an advertisement for BMX bikes. That's niche for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely fun, but it's not for everybody. I want to tell you right now, it's a hoot. But come back, maybe I'll talk about it at the end. One of the things I'm up against with patients is trying to figure out ways to get them healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times what they need is that they need something to treat their high blood pressure or their gastritis or their headaches or those kinds of things. But fundamentally, people need to be healthy in order to get everything to work in their body. And since we're, you know, our work runs deep around here, and I'm thinking on, you know, basic systems of how the human body works and what it needs. And there's a strength and a weakness that human beings have. We have the ability to put out more cardiac output than most other animals. That's in terms of long distance, you know, traveling kind of stuff.
Endurance.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you for coming up with the word for me. I was looking for that. So anyways, we have this knack for doing endurance. Few animals on the planet can do what we do. Now, human beings have some fast twitch muscle fibers too. We use it for sprinting. But most of the muscle fibers we have are slow twitch. They're aerobic muscle fibers. Oh. And that's our superpower.
Oh.
Okay, so with that in mind, basically we're hardwired for long distance endurance type stuff. How do we get healthy? And the fact is we need to move.
Right.
Human beings have a genetic requirement to move.
Move our bodies.
Yeah, and walking is a classic thing to do. And walking's great exercise, and I definitely recommend walking. Walking's great. Lots of people do walking. Walking's really good too. But I'm sorry, but walking doesn't work for me very well. Because I feel like I'm an ant crawling across a giant landscape, right? I plod and plod and plod and plod and plod. And after hours, I've gone a few miles.
Whereas well, if I get it doesn't get your heart rate up to that, like, target heart rate.
Well, you can. If you're walking up hills, it'll do it. If you walk fast, it'll do it. If you run walk, then it works really well. Not everybody has the desire or capacity to do that run walk thing. Most people do. And I definitely recommend it. But biking is a very, very, very attractive option here because biking is smooth and gentle and it doesn't jar your body and it really, really works ergonomically with who humans are. The bike people have figured out how to configure a bike to make it easy and comfortable for people to ride. There's lots of other ways to configure bikes. There's recumbent bikes and so on and so forth, but the vast majority of bikes are ones you swing a leg over and you sit on, right? You ride the dang thing. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is you get on a bike and with very little effort, you're, you know, cruising across the countryside and you're stimulating your heart, you're stimulating your brain, you're stimulating your whole body just to basically be happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happiness generator.
Yeah.
Really.
You get to ride by the trees, ride by the river,
yeah.
Ride by the park.
Yeah.
You're going fast enough to kind of stay in front of traffic. On the side of the road, of course.
Well, one of the nice things about living in Fairbanks is we have bike trails. We have a lot of bike trails. And trails are really not that hard to ride on. Now, there's some hard trails in town for sure. But most of the trails are relatively easy because the dog mushers use them. The skiers use them. And those guys don't want to be going up big hills. They just want to go. They want to go flat. Because big hills are a drag when you're on skis.
You got to do
that herringbone thing. And then they're a drag with the dog team, too. Because you got to come down the other side. And going downhill is tricky.
Right.
I mean, it's doable.
Yeah.
But it's not the easiest thing to do. So anyways, there's lots and lots and lots of trails to do. And really, Fairbanks is a fabulous place to ride bikes. It is. It actually is. So if people didn't know that, I want to be the one to let you know. I ride bikes a lot. I'm a bike guy.
Yeah. I turned into a bike girl about 3 summers ago when I moved into Fairbanks proper. I lived over on Trainer Gate and thought that was, you know, a good place to ride my bike everywhere in town. And now we're downtown and we're just riding bikes.
Yeah, and you know, I know that because I keep seeing your bike. You park it out in the hallway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's lovely, isn't it? It's convenient. It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's enlivening.
It's inexpensive and it's enlivening. If I want to go make a quick errand, go to the store, go to the gas station, come to work, anywhere within like short proximity, I'm way more amped to bike than I am to drive because I have to get in my car and I have to start it and I have to use my gas. But I can just get on my bike and be outside. And thankfully, our weather has just been great this season. Not a lot of smoke, a little bit of inclement rain here and there, but nothing too bad.
Yeah, well, it basically rains every day. I mean, everyone in Fairbanks already knows this because you live here, but the folks who from faraway places are listening to the show, let me tell you, it rains every day in Fairbanks, but it showers is what it does. Typically, it's in the afternoon. Thunderheads come up, we get a shower. We had one yesterday that was like, you know,
we got hail yesterday.
Did we? I didn't realize it was hail.
It was hailing over in my dad's yard.
So anyways, we get this interesting weather, and then it clears up, and it's beautiful. So the BMX biking got canceled because it was a downpour, but then they actually walked over the track, took a look at it, and said, no, it's good. It's drying out, and we had practice last night, so it started up, right? So that's the way it is. If you don't like the weather, wait.
Yep, just wait.
And it'll change. And it's been lovely. It's been absolutely lovely. All the heat that everybody's been suffering down south, it's been in the 70s here, 60s, 70s. It's just been ideal. We live in paradise right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the other thing about bikes. If we live in paradise that's been infested with mosquitoes. It's been a bad mosquito year. Right now, it's not so bad. We're kind of between hatchings, but it certainly was bad before. It's probably as bad as I've ever seen it. I mean, up there.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a weird winter, super cold winter. We had a wet spring. And then I guess I've made for lots of mosquitoes. Whatever it is, mosquitoes are just like everywhere. But here's the but, big but here. When you're on a bike, they can't catch you.
Nope, they cannot.
You know, when you're walking, you're caught. It's easy.
Yeah.
When you're running, it's tricky. If you run really fast. Now, if you're young and fit and like to run, you can actually outrun the mosquitoes. But woe to you if you're going to walk or slow down a little bit because they tend to get behind you and they draft you and then they get you. Now, on a bicycle, you don't even have to pedal that hard, and you're well in excess of whatever the mosquitoes can fly.
Yes.
And then you stay away from them. You stay in front of them. And they may go zoop right around you as you go through the air, but, you know, who cares? Mm-hmm. You don't get any problems with that.
I was in the mountains last weekend, and the gnats out there were as big as mosquitoes, and they were so bad.
Weird bug year.
Yep.
So, again, another good reason to go and ride bikes, because you stay away from the gnats as well.
Yeah. It's fun. It's so interesting. Yeah, it's so new. It's not new if you've been biking for a while, but every time I get on my bike, something new happens.
Now, in the olden days, when I was a kid, basically no adults rode bikes, rare adults rode bikes. The vast majority of bikes were ridden by kids. Kids rode bikes, and then you got older, and then you got a car.
Yep.
And that was it. That's how it worked. You got a bike because you couldn't drive a car, and then you got a car because you didn't even drive a bike anymore. But that's not the case anymore. Lots and lots and lots of people ride bikes, and they ride bikes not because they don't have a car or they can't get around. They ride bikes because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't do anything, you lose it. That's what we're talking about. Lots of people have come in to see me as patients, and they've lost it already. They don't have the ability to exercise because they're sick. They have lung disease. They have heart disease. They have cancer. They have whatever. But the funny thing is each and every one of those people, I work diligently to get them to exercise. And when they do exercise, their case turns. It turns out to be one of the most powerful medicines we have to fix people. And it's not about the exercise. Who cares about exercise?
It's about the movement.
Circulation of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Because blood carries all the things that we need. It carries oxygen, nutrients, minerals, hormones. The whole kit and caboodle comes in through blood. And it also removes all the waste products, the bad stuff that our body's trying to get rid of. It exits through blood. So their metabolism works better by getting blood flow to go up. So if you get blood flow to go up, you have a better day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And bit by bit, slowly but surely, you just get a better body.
And not only to mention circulation, but also the mood enhancing effects it has.
Yeah. So I went last night to do this bike racing thing with kids, right? And I thought to myself, how fortunate am I at 64 years old? I can get a BMX bike and race like a madman around the track and have fun.
And show those kids how it's done.
How many people can say that? and because my body works.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm not sick. I mean, right now at this moment, I have cancer. We've talked about this before. I have lymphoma. It's under, care with all the herb and stuff I take, and it doesn't cause me any problem. But it's still there. And so, you know, anyways, it's not like I don't have problems. I do.
Right.
I broke my back 2 years ago. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in the way. But doing the exercises has assisted my body to do the repairing and the maintenance that it needs to be able to do. And by golly, it's worked. Seriously, I'm out there riding hard. I mean, I won every heat. Admittedly, it was against 10-year-olds. Every heat that I had last night.
You didn't take it easy on him?
No, I did not. Yeah. Again, I don't want to get to this BMX bike show. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay away from that. Let's go back to regular bikes. So if you want to do bike riding, then what kind of bike should you get? Should you get a road bike? Should you get a cruiser? Should you get a mountain bike? I mean, like, what kind of bike should you get? Let me ask you, what do you got? What do you ride?
I have a Facebook Marketplace special, just a 15-gear mountain bike. And
that you use for everything?
Yeah, I use it for everything.
You ride on the streets way more than you ride on the mountains.
Yes.
Because you live in town.
Yes.
And you use it to get from point A to point B. And it works beautifully, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's really nice having all those gears, because if you ever come across a hill, and by the way, there's hills in Fairbanks.
Lots of hills.
Then you shift down a gear and the hill becomes easy. It's not like it's hard. And
it's hills, very hard. Hills are very hard.
Well, when I was a kid, hills, they would just kill me. I mean, I couldn't do it. I'd get off and walk.
Yeah, me too.
Well, now I go click, 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 and I'm in low gear, and I just tool up the hill like it's nothing.
Ah.
It's nice. The gear thing is nice.
Yeah, I have to figure out my gears, I guess, because I just get off.
I'm telling you, the gear thing, that's one of the things about bikes. You got to practice your gears when you're on flat ground. You shift them up, and it makes it really hard and slow. That's for going really super fast or going downhill when you want to go like fast like a demon. You don't have to use those gears. You could use them if you want, but they're not required to use.
Right.
Right. Now, the middle gears you use all the time, but if you're going up a steep hill, those low gears, you pedal really easy, and you go super slow. It just becomes easy. You get a mechanical advantage from the gears. That's the beauty of this thing, and it allows you to climb a hill with ease, and you don't have to get off your bike and walk. You can just simply shift down to a low enough gear, and then up you go.
These are pretty big hills, though, we have.
Depending on what kind of bike you have, depends on what kind of hills you can go up. So if you got an in-town cruiser, 3-speed maybe, you know, you get a big giant hill on a 3-speed, forget it. You're going to get off that bike. But you got a 15-speed, then you just go click, 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 typically, you know.
Yep.
It's a little clicker thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click, 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 click with your thumb, and you go broop, to a teeny little gear. So you spin, spin, spin like crazy, and then you go up the hill with ease. Honestly, with ease. I mean, I'm not saying it's even hard. Here's the thing about bikes. I'm not getting the point across. Let me be blunt. Bikes aren't what they used to be. About 15 years ago, there was a revolution in the way bikes work. And now they are way, way, way better than they used to be. They're incredible.
What happened 15 years ago?
The gears changed. Gear shifting changed. They used to have this thing where you had to bend this little lever and it was hard and you had to get it in the right position. Otherwise, go tick, 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 and ching, 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 and run. You drive you crazy trying to get the right gear, right? It was this thing, you know, like at a 10-speed. And it was so much of a hassle. A lot of times people just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just ride a 3-speed or 1-speed even because it was easier.
Yeah.
But then 1-speeds are a drag because you're trying to go up a hill in a 1-speed and you can't. They're only for flat ground. Unless you're a beast. And you could muscle that bike up a hill, but, you know, normal people can't do that. They're not bike racers, right? So what happened about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, is they invented this thing called index shifting. It was a little bit earlier than that, but it became popular. They invented it in the 90s, but it became popular. It got on regular bikes about 10 years later. Anyways, it's an index shifting, and you go click, and it goes chink, and shifts into thing. It's a mechanical thing. They actually got in and made the little gears that do the shifting differently, better. And you go click, and it goes chink, and it goes right to the exact gear in the right spot, and it makes it easy. That's what we're looking at. Easy. Easy to shift. Click, click, click. Chink, chink, chink. And now you're in the right gear. So if it's hard to pedal or it's too easy to pedal, what you got to think, I need to shift my gear. If it's hard to pedal, shift your gears down to a bigger gear. Later, the gears are bigger in the back. But it's an easier to pedal gear.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too easy to pedal and you're going spin, 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 shift it the other direction, chink, 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 it goes down. Now it's harder to pedal, but it feels better.
Yes.
As you're going along, you feel like you're doing the right speed. And now you're cruising gently and happily down the trail, feeling good about how you're moving because this gear thing, they invented this gear thing. It's fabulous. So right now there's more mountain bikes sold than anything because mountain bikes have big fat tires. They're comfortable. Mm-hmm. They have good traction. Heaven forbid you get into some dirt or some gravel, chances of you crashing is low because you're on a mountain bike. I absolutely recommend a mountain bike as being the basic bike that somebody buy if you're just going to get a regular bike.
Now, why not a road bike if they're riding around town?
So road bikes are lovely. Road bikes are, they have a low rolling resistance. So they're very efficient. You put a little pedal in and you can go fast. Now, therein lies the problem. Do you want to ride like a maniac? Because if you want to ride like a maniac, you should get a road bike because those things are fast. They're super, super, super fast. They want to go fast. You pedal, you put a little bit of energy, and they zoom down the road. And they're very, very specific for roads. Now, you get into gravel, they're a death trap because they slip. You get in dirt, and then the same thing. You have poor traction. That little tire, though tires are getting wider now than they used to get. For a while, tires got real skinny and real hard. And it turns out it was a bad idea because it made people thought the bikes were being more efficient. Turns out they were less efficient. Mm-hmm. What they're doing now, I have to talk slower. What they're doing now is, again, this revolution in bikes. They figured out a fatter tire with lower pressure rides more efficiently than a skinny tire with high pressure.
Oh.
Trippy, isn't it?
Yeah, because of the surface area?
No, because it runs smooth.
Okay.
Because a little tire with high pressure goes bounce, 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 bounce down the road. It's kind of skitters. It skitters. And that sucks up energy out of the system. I mean, it still is efficient, but it's not as efficient as a wider tire with a little lower pressure that absorbs the little bumps. Because, you know, pavement and asphalt has teeny little bumps in it.
Right.
And so if the tire can suck those little bumps up where you don't feel them, you ride smoothly mm-hmm. and you feel good. Makes you happy.
What about all these e-bikes we have ripping around town? This summer, all of the teenagers got e-bikes. And it's been so funny to watch them, or those little motorbikes. It's been so funny to watch all these little e-bike gangs rip around First Avenue and all the neighborhoods. And
they're fabulous.
Yeah, it looks like the town just
they
got
really
taken
are. They're
over.
Amazing. It's an electric motorcycle is what yeah. it is. So you like motorcycles? You like to go and turn your wrist and you go? That's what that is. It's an electric motorcycle. Now, there's lots of people that don't want an electric motorcycle. They actually want to get some exercise.
Right.
Because electric motorcycle, you're riding it, you turn your wrist, and then it goes by itself, right? That's not really exercise. You get a little bit of exercise. You get outside, but you're not really getting your heart rate up much. So what you'd rather do is pedal. But the thing is, you really, 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 really don't want to go up a big giant hill. Dr. Looper just said, it's easy, just shift your gear down. But they did invent this thing called an e-bike where it has a pedal assist. That is when you press down, the gear kicks in, the motor kicks in, and it propels you up the road. And it does so very, very, in a very appealing way, in a way that is just like, this is incredible. I feel so happy because now I have so much power. But you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you press, and it just helps you press better. And so it's super smooth, and it feels absolutely fabulous. Now, I know about this because I bought an e-bike, not for myself, but for my lovely wife. And it's a mountain e-bike, which is a weird e-bike because it's got these knobby tires, and it's got shocks, and it's all set up for like a mountain bike.
Sure.
And so I took it out on the trail just to try it out and see how it works. And it was mind-blowing. I was riding as fast uphill as I was riding downhill.
Nice.
And there was one little super steep hill, the kind of thing that I'd have to get off and walk up because it's just really steep. It's just where the trail just goes up this little, you know, hump. And to my shock and delight, I flew up that thing like it was nothing.
There you go.
And went right over the top. Not that I, you know, flew in the air, but I just rode briskly and smoothly up this steep little hill, down the next one, and it made me giddy. I thought, holy moly,
yeah,
this one's
incredible.
Yeah, they
look a lot of fun.
It really, really, really is great. I'll tell you, the future of biking is going to be these bike assist ones because they are such a joy. Now,
But that negates the exercise aspect.
No, it does not at all. Your exercise is the same.
Okay.
But it does make you go faster. Now, you're still pressing the pedals. You're still pressing the pedals. You are pressing the pedals. You are going around. You are steering the bike. You're leaning and doing all the things you need to do to get the bike around. So you're fully engaged. You just go faster. That's what happens. You just get the sense of speed. And so you get the sense of, you know, exhilaration. And if you don't like the speed, then you just don't pedal as fast. Or you click the little button and you have less assist. So you can adjust how much assist they give you. There's four levels. There's Eco, there's Tour, there's Auto, and there's Turbo. I rode all of them. And I want to tell you, Turbo was the best.
Yeah, without I could a doubt. Imagine.
Turbo was the best. I was out with my dogs, which is another nice thing about this, because my dogs get exercise as well. And my dogs were challenged. Normally, if they go along with me, I'm the slow one, because they just fly uphill. Now, I go pretty fast downhill, but I can't go fast uphill at all. But on this bike, I was flying uphill. And so they were all into it. We were all running as a pack.
Yes.
And I was keeping up.
Yeah.
And oh, it was great. It made me happy. It made them happy. We were all real happy. The happy went real, real high with this thing. Now, I am a little trepidatious about it because, you know, I'm used to not having that assist. So I'm not necessarily going to go buy one. What I ended up doing to go faster on the trails to be able to keep up with my dogs, I went and bought a lighter bike.
Yep.
If you have a lighter bike, it's easier to pedal uphill. And so it made a difference for me going uphill, and I feel good about it. And the other thing is I have a bike that's got shocks on it so that if I hit bumps or those kinds of things, it absorbs the bump instead of jarring me. So it makes for a smooth ride. And again, it's a lovely bike, a lovely ride. And when I do it, I don't feel frustrated with it. Here's the thing about biking. Your bike's got to work. The gear's got to work. The thing's not got to work right. Because if it doesn't work right, it doesn't shift right, the wheel wobbles or something like that, then it's a frustrating experience. Because the machine doesn't work right. So what you really want to do is you want to get a bike that's relatively simple. You don't necessarily want to get the most complicated bike ever. Now, I got an e-bike for sure because I wanted to try this thing out and I wanted my wife to be able to keep up with us on the trails. So there's that. But now there's more things to break, right? So it's like anything. You know, you can get a Formula One racing car, right? And that thing is fabulous too. Mm-hmm. Except for you got to have a team of 50 guys to keep the thing running.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe not 50, maybe only 15.
Yeah,
15. But still, you're into some a lot of money. It's a lifestyle, right?
Right.
Yeah, we want a simple thing. Bikes are pretty simple to maintain. The main maintenance I ever do on a bike is I pump up the tires and I oil the chain. And then we're good to go. And then occasionally I'll put it in the shop. Now I can do all my work myself, but you know, I got 14,000 things to do. So it's easy enough for me to just get the bike shop working.
Yeah.
And I'll have them do a tune up maybe every 5 years and, you know, check the brakes and, you know, maybe replace the chain and, you know, whatever else needs to be done. I let them do it. They come back. It's all nice. It's new. It's shiny. It's clean. It's fabulous. And then out we go again. Okay. So I want to talk about one of the things that's super important is winter biking, because winter biking, we have this thing called winter around here, and then it gets in the way of you biking, and biking becomes a real drag, except for it's not.
No.
Not anymore.
So many people bike in the winter.
Yeah, it turns out to be a fabulous thing to do. What you need to do to bike in the winter, if you really want to do it, first of all, you have to layer up the same kind of clothes that you would wear if you were going cross-country skiing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. Really. Cross-country skiing clothes work 100% for biking, because they need to be light, they need to breathe, and they need to block the wind in the front. And that's what those clothes do. They block the wind in the front, but they breathe in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cross-country skiing clothes are perfect. Exactly. Whatever you wear for cross-country skiing, the same thing you'd wear on a bike. The only thing is the bike itself, you know, snow is real slippery. So you have to have a fat tire bike. It is required. Now, they're commonly available now. They're not hard to get. But you absolutely need to get a fat tire bike. And you need to run real low pressure in those tires. Maybe at most 20 pounds, maybe 15, maybe 10, maybe 5. And because the lower the pressure, the bigger the footprint.
Okay.
So if the snow is real soft and slippery, I let the air out of my tires and I run them half flat. And they give me much better traction. They grip the road. They work really well. I really like them a lot. You don't need shocks or suspension because the snow is soft and the suspension just sucks your energy up. Also, you need not to want to go fast. If you're used to flying down the trails, going super fast, yeah, give that up, because snow biking is not like that. Snow biking is much slower, but still enjoyable. Here's the thing about snow biking, though. It's faster than cross-country skis. Now, cross-country skis are pretty fast if you're, like, fit and you're really pushing it. Well, so are snow bikes. They're the same thing. But for regular trails, you know, around town or going places, you don't need to fly at top speed. You just need to make sure you don't fall. Mm-hmm. And so the big fat tires give you super good traction, and they're fabulous. They'll allow you to go on trails that a normal bike won't go on. You try to take a normal bike on those trails, and what happens is the tires slip. Mm. And then you fall, and it's a drag. You don't want to do that. It doesn't enhance your biking pleasure. You got those big, fat tires with good traction, and you don't fall. You roll along nicely. And what I've done is I've trained my dogs to pull me. I got harnesses for them, and then I got this little thing called an antenna. It's a little thing that sticks out of my bike. Keeps the rope from falling into the front tire. And the rope's got a little spring in it. It's like a bungee cord. And so when they pull, it has a little give, so it's easier for them and they feel better about it. And then what I do is I get on my bike and I have my hat on, my helmet, my gloves, all my warm weather gear, and I straddle my bike and I grab the handlebars and I say, mush! And then off we go.
And they know what to do.
Yes, they do. They know what to do. They know to pull. And they go run like crazy. They love to go. They go as fast as they can. Creamer's Field's got all kinds of snow trails out there, and they're all flat, and they're fabulous. The dog mushers are doing those all the time, because they all hook up with the dog mushing hall, so they all run around.
Yep, I ski those trails in the back.
Yeah, you could ski them, or you could get on the mountain bike, or rather the snow bike, and go and ride around on them as well. So there's lots and lots of options, lots of fun to be had. The prices are inexpensive. The technology has just gone way, way up. Now, I never mentioned carbon. There's a whole thing now where bikes are super light. And you get these fabulous bikes that don't weigh hardly anything.
Now, can you get just fat tires to put on your summer mountain bike?
No.
Okay.
Because forks have to be wide. So the fat tires have to fit between the fat forks. So if you got a regular bike, then you got the space for regular tires. Now, you can get fatter tires to go between. There's a little bit of variation in fatter and narrower tires, and they fit on the same bike. But to actually get a real fat tire bike. So it's got to be, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches wide. To really get that big wide traction. I got a 5-incher, and I'll tell you, I need every inch that I get to be able to get traction. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing it though. I'm going out on weird trails that are steep and they're on the hills and they're all kinds of stuff. So I push it more. If you're in town, it's not so bad. You can get by with a narrow tire bike and get fine. In fact, you get just a little wider regular tire on a mountain bike in town here, like along the river, you could still do it fine because people walk it all the time.
Yeah.
And they pack it flat. And so you get around fine. If you really, really want to maximize your traction, you want to get studded tires. So each one of those knobbies have a little metal bead that sticks in them, a little metal thing for traction. And those give you super good traction because the wide traction gives you good traction for snow. But if you hit a patch of ice, then you need the little spikes to grab onto it. Otherwise, you slip and slide. So overflow. When you're out in the, running the trails, every once in a while you come across overflow. Where a spring water comes out of the ground and just makes this ice patch.
Right.
And then you have to kind of get across the ice patch. What I end up doing with the ice patch is I put a foot down and I become a tripod and I just go across. I let the dogs pull me or I'll just kind of slide across. But the two wheels aren't stable enough. I put a foot on the ground and I slide. And it turns out to be way better to do it that way. Bikes are not what they used to be. They're way, way, way better. There has been an absolute revolution and how bikes work. They're much easier to use. They're much more dependable. They work better. They don't break as much. Remember all the Schwinn 10 speeds, always having problems. I never get my dang bike to work all when I was a kid. Man, yeah. Those problems are gone now. They all just work great. I pump up the tires and oil the chains and everything works great all the time.
Well, I'm going to have you look at my bike because I feel like I have so many problems with all the gears.
Let me take a look at it, and I could set you straight.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Looper.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sensible Health Solutions. We hope you found today's discussion enlightening and packed with practical tips to enhance your wellness journey. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us bring you the best content possible. Stay connected with us on social media for more health insights and updates. You can find us at Sensible Health Solutions across all social platforms. Until next time, stay sensible and stay healthy. This content is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek medical advice from a healthcare professional for any medical conditions.